Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Rise Up and Radiate podcast. I am Ivory, your host, and I am so excited to come on today and share some updates and encouragement about what God is doing. And I hope today that you leave feeling a whole lot of hope, because I believe that God has a beautiful message for you. But first things first, some quick updates and exciting rhythms for the podcast. So we are 7 months in. Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us this far. And we have almost 1,000 downloads. What? Let's go. So exciting. But with that, we're going to be switching up some things, but I really think you're going to love it. Starting now, we're diving straight into the conversation. I love a good intro, but I'm just ready to get into the raw, real, and soul refreshing content that we bring to you on this podcast. So we're just going to jump right in. Some other things you're going to be noticing are how we're going to be posting. So for the last 6 months, we started with interviews, which have been amazing, have had such great feedback about those conversations. But in addition, we started at the Soul Reset, which is up to a 5-minute podcast where it's just a shot in the arm to encourage your soul, to help you rise up and radiate when maybe you just need some truth or moments of clarity and reminders to help you move in the space that God's calling you to move. And then we've recently added soul respites, which are scripture readings to music that can just help your soul find rest when you may need it most. So you're going to definitely want to check those out. But in addition, we just got back. We have the pleasure of being in Colorado, and y'all, it was amazing. It was a breath of fresh air. And in that time, God just really sealed some things. And so while we were there, he just revealed, this is a podcast. Right when I started, it was for women, but I've heard from multiple people that have reached out saying their husbands or their friends and even coworkers at times have been listening and being blessed. So listen, I see you fellas. Thanks for listening, and you're welcome here. So moving forward, the Rise Up and Radiate podcast is going to be for everyone, so you can rise up and radiate in your purpose and radiate through the power of the Holy Spirit. So the rhythm, like I said, is going to be changing a bit. And we're going to continue to first Friday of the month, we're going to have a powerful interview that brings light to real life stuff that people are walking through and how they're choosing to rise up and radiate in it. Second Friday of the month are going to be soul resets, where we pour into the weary places. The third Friday of the month, you're going to have what's new, and that's going to be a soul care teaching. So today is a soul care teaching. It's going to be where I share what God's been showing me in real time, what I've been hearing in sessions, what God is doing in my friends' lives, in my life. And it's just going to be a place where I focus on the raw and the real that I'm experiencing now, so we can move into where God's calling us to be. And then the final podcast of the month is going to be the Soul Reset. And that's going to be a peaceful, scripture-soaked pause you can come back to again and again. So listen, hit follow, share it with a friend, and please, if this podcast blesses you, would you leave a review? It just helps people find this place for truth and transformation. So as I was sharing, during my time in Colorado, it was just amazing. And there, God really solidified my call. He said, just as in Jeremiah 1:5, he knew in Jeremiah's mom's womb that he would be a prophet to the nations. He's called me to do that, to help people understand who they were created to be. But the goal now has kind of morphed. So it's so that people can know, yes, who Jesus has called them to be, but and walk whole and free in that. But in addition, so you can accomplish the God-given assignment that he's given you and move into who you are called to be for the kingdom agenda, because we need you walking in the assignment God's created you to do so we can help him return. Guys, there's still 2 billion people that have not heard. And so you walking in the assignment that God's given you is going to help us reach those people so Jesus can come back. All right. So that's kind of where we're at. So with that, I have a really exciting announcement. I've officially stepped into my role now as a life and soul care coach. And that means everything we talk about here is going to go a little deeper. More healing, more clarity, and more Holy Spirit. More you becoming all you were created to be. So in the coming months, I'm so excited to share with you about a new 6-week program that will help you not only follow who God's called you to be, but truly heal the wounds of your soul so you can operate without those things holding you back. So stay tuned. Some really exciting things are to come, and I'm expectant for what's ahead. So with that, I want to share our soul care episode today, and the topic is hope. And like I shared at the opening of this podcast episode, this summer, our family got to go to Colorado, and it was right after the break started for summer, and we got to visit family and just be in the beauty of the mountains, y'all. It was everything. But with that, and with summer, right, there's beauty, there's also a little chaos, and it was definitely a bit stretching between the kids adjusting to the new environment, some boredom-induced drama, you know what it is if you know what it is, and right, some serious downloads from God about my future ministry. I was starting to spiral a little bit. All right, your girl was getting off kilter, and that affected my man. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times when we're spiraling, our stuff is going to stuff all over our people that we love. And so me and my husband had kind of gotten into it, and we were talking through what was going on in our hearts and what we were navigating and what was going on. And we started praying together. And in the moment, God revealed that in that place, we were both wrestling with stress, but that was because our hope was in the wrong place. Okay. My hope was in my kids' behavior, my future, in where we were going with the ministry, in my own expectations, my own timeline, finances, what all this stuff looks like. And I remember we were praying, and the Holy Spirit's like, your hope is in all these other things. It's not in me. But this message isn't just for you, Ivory. It's for your brothers and sisters, my sons and daughters, and they need this word too. So if your hope is feeling misaligned, or if you're struggling to hope in a certain area, I really believe that this soul care message is going to be for you. And it was born out of my own realization about where my heart was hoping in. So Lord, I thank you that you're a God of hope. I pray that as I share this message today, Holy Spirit, the hearts of your sons and daughters would be opened and that they would be ready to receive what you have for us. All right, in Jesus' name, let's dive in. I don't know if you checked out the Soul Reset, but this month it was also about hope. It's entitled A Reminder to Hope, and I think it'll just bless you on the days that you're struggling to hope, or your hope is misaligned or it's out of order, and you're like, man, I just need to get back because I'm feeling depressed or stressed. And I'm hoping in all these other things instead of Jesus. So where God led me to first was Proverbs 13:12. And it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life. So let's pause and look at this word deferred. Deferred means to postpone, delay, or something that's held off. And when our hope is delayed or placed in something that can't truly satisfy us, it begins to make our hearts sick. And guys, this is not just emotionally. This can also manifest into our physical bodies. Hopelessness can show up in our minds, in our bodies, and in our spirits. Let me speak into this. So we all have needs, right? You have very physical needs, you have very spiritual needs, emotional needs. And if those needs weren't met, or they were met but not met in the right way, those can cause wounds in our souls. And those wounds can open access points for the demonic. And so now we're trying to feel those things with whatever we think will satisfy them, but actually it's all counterfeit. And so we needed something, we didn't get it, our hope may be deferred. So now we're having physical symptoms, headaches, anxiety can cause our stomach to be upset. There's all these things that can happen because we haven't learned true coping skills, and the demonic now can just torment us through thoughts and oppression and heaviness and all this stuff because we are navigating the wounds of our souls and we're living from them instead of living from the Holy Spirit. And listeners, that's not God's portion for us. So let's get back to this passage. I love the Passion Translation. It says, when hope's dreams seem to drag on, the delay can be depressing. Guys, we can see that in relationships, lack of relationships. We can see that in what our expectations were and how things are coming in our timeline and how our expectations were with children or relationships or job or where we think we should be. But this is how it finishes. But when at last your dream comes true, life's sweetness will satisfy your soul. So my question is, have you been there? Right? Have you been there when your hopes and dreams seem to drag on? And it can be depressing, right? It can literally make us sick in our hearts. And like I said, manifest in our bodies. And when this hope is placed in timelines or outcomes or positions or health or realities or people, it can open the door to spirits of disappointment, discouragement, defeat, which lead us to unbelief, self-pity, which can move us into pride, right? All these doors are being opened. So I was like, okay, God, what do we do when we're struggling to hope in you and our eyes are transfixed on things around us and our hearts are sick? What do we do? So he led me to Romans 15:13, and it says, may the God of hope, just gonna let that sink in. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have a God of hope, and that in itself should already help our heart so much, because God is the God of hope. He doesn't just want to give you hope. He wants to fill you with joy and peace as you trust him. So not only is he the God of hope who wants to fill you with hope, but it will happen and he can give you joy and peace, but it's connected to you trusting him. And this is why, because he wants you to not just be full, not just be satisfied. No, he wants you to overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So how can we, when we're struggling and we're finding ourselves putting hope in different places, I think that's a cue, guys. It's time to have a conversation with the Holy Spirit. And so here's what this might look like. Holy Spirit, my heart is sick because what I'm hoping for feels far away, but you are the God of hope. Where am I not trusting you? What lies am I believing about me, about you? Is there a spirit of fear or doubt or unbelief? What's the root you want to pull up so I can overflow with the kind of hope your spirit wants to give? Okay, guys, God is a God who welcomes us and encourages us to ask questions. Jesus had to go. He had to leave earth so we could have the Holy Spirit living and dwelling within us. If you've put your faith and trust in Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit who wants to be the teacher, the guide, your advocate, right? All these things. He's the revealer of truth. And so if you're struggling, he wants to help you understand what could be standing in the way of hope, because he wants you to have joy and peace as you trust him. And then he wants the Holy Spirit to fill you with hope that will overflow you. So talk to the Holy Spirit. Ask him, God, where am I putting my hope? Holy Spirit, reveal what I'm believing that may not be in line. And that's why I don't have joy. I don't have peace. So I need you to infuse me with hope. So as I'm continuing to do this study, I'm like, yes and amen, loving what God was showing me in Romans. Then he led me to Isaiah 40, 31, which says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So let's break this down. The Hebrew word used for hope is kavah, and it means to wait for, to expect, to bind together by twisting. Come on now. It's not just a passive waiting. It's expectant, woven together, Holy Spirit infused trust. Okay? When your hope, so when we hope in the Lord, we are literally being strengthened, lifted, and anchored all at once. That's not just cute language, okay? That's spiritual transformation. That's what makes this verse so powerful. So if you're struggling right now, guys, we can declare these truths over us. So repeat this after me. Jesus, I declare that in the power and authority that you gave me, that you are infusing me with hope in regard to whatever it is, fill in the blank, and renewing my strength right now in this present moment. I believe I will soar with wings as eagles. I will run and not grow weary. I will walk and not faint. I believe right now that you are binding me with this hope, and I thank you, and I pray this in the nothing impossible name of Jesus. We can declare, we can hope, we can believe and speak these verses of truth over us and reset our hearts so that the enemy and his lies and the threats and the fear can't get a place that's going to move us from that joy and peace as we trust in Jesus, that the Holy Spirit wants to then overflow us with hope. He wants to strengthen us with hope. He wants to renew our strength. He wants us to soar on wings like eagle. He wants us to run and not grow weary. He wants us to walk and not faint. So listen, if you're feeling weary today, if your strength is gone and your heart feels heavy, this is for you. God isn't done. You are not behind. He's just inviting you to come closer, to place your hope in him again. I wish I could promise you that as you do this, you're going to get exactly what you want. I can't do that. But what I can promise you is that whatever he has for you will be good because he is good. And you can rise up again because the God of hope is literally fighting for you. He's already given you the Holy Spirit to fill you if you've placed your trust in him. He wants to counsel you and he wants to overflow you with supernatural hope. Come on. That's worthy of an amen right there. So let's be people of hope, not just when it's easy, but when it's hard, when it's slow, when it feels like things are delayed and our hearts are moving towards hopelessness. I want to encourage you, you're not disqualified from hope just because you've grown tired, okay? The Bible says, do not grow weary in doing good, for in due season, you will reap a harvest if you don't give up. So we're going to get weary. We're going to be tired. That's why he says he's going to strengthen us, right? To faint not, to trust in him, to hope in him. So we're going to be tired, but that doesn't disqualify you from hope. And if you keep persevering, if you keep following, he is going to help you reach a harvest. You are being drawn into that anchored, secured, and established hope, a hope that doesn't disappoint. And that led me to Romans 5, 3 through 5 that says, we can rejoice too when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength. And endurance develops strength of character. And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. This passage emphasizes the transformative power of suffering, highlighting how enduring hardships can lead to the development of perseverance, character, and ultimately hope. It reassures believers that hope is grounded in God's love, which is a source of strength during difficult times. So listen to me. So many of my clients, so many of my friends, I was even there and am still learning. But if you're struggling to be loved and especially loved by God, that is a pretty good indicator that you may struggle to hope in him for what's making your heart sick, right? Because what does the end of the verse say? For we know how dearly God loves us because his love, because he has given us, who has he given us again? The Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. So if you're struggling with hope, that's a sign that you're probably also struggling with his overwhelming love that says that there's no fear that can be in his love. for perfect love casts out fear. So if we're struggling to hope, there's usually something we're afraid of. And that fear is going to drive us in our flesh and move us through our wounds and open the doors for demonic influences like fear and disappointment and defeat and hopelessness to take root in our hearts. And that is not God's goal for you. That is not his portion for you. And as I think about that, I think also that it's an indicator potentially of idols. So for years, it was my health. If I don't have my health, I cannot be who God wants me to be. And so my hope was in my health. So when I would have a bad health day, my hope would follow that. And I would be discouraged and I would be disillusioned and I would be tempted to feel defeated. Like I will never get to where God's calling me because I don't have my health. My health was my hope. And so when my hope wasn't met and hard days hit, I would hit depression. I would hit defeat. And I had to learn that, oh my goodness, my hope is in Jesus. He can heal me at any moment. He can navigate me. He can guide me. He's given me all I need for life and godliness. So I don't have to feel like my health is going to hinder what he wants to do in me. I don't have to feel like what I'm missing out on is going to keep me from walking in all he has for me. So listen, maybe this is a sign that, man, I probably need to confess where I've placed my hope in outside of Jesus. And guys, listen, I don't want to over-spiritualize this because you may hear, well, you just got to give it to Jesus. And you're like, well, Jesus isn't showing up for me, right? First of all, that can indicate a spirit of pride. I know your flesh is cringing right now because it doesn't want to hear it, because mine, even as I'm saying this, I'm like, ooh, Lord, I'm hitting them. But I want you to be set free. And so I'm going to say things that your flesh may not like because I don't want your flesh and your wounds to guide you anymore. I want the Holy Spirit through the power of Jesus to give you insight and awareness to where your heart's in, because that's what's going to help you feel complete. That's what's going to help you feel full in Jesus. Jesus wants to meet you there, not to condemn you, not to shame you, but to reveal something that you may not know. And that's where abiding is going to come in. So this month, the soul respite is going to be John 15. And if you're struggling to hope, I want you to listen to that and just let the truth of the word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit as you listen wash over you, because that's where we learn what it looks like to stay connected to the vine who promises to have all we need in him. And I truly believe he wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. But do we trust it? I think that's the question. But I also know a very real enemy, right? Who makes us doubt, who moves us in unbelief, who can deposit fear in our hearts so we won't be led by the Spirit, who desires to pour out love in our hearts, who desires to make us overflow with hope. He wants our wounds and our flesh and our feelings to drive us. But I am rebuking his power in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking the Holy Spirit right now to give you insight and awareness to when he's coming so you can take those thoughts captive and make them obedient to Christ. So when he's like, oh, see, you don't have that. Oh, see, you don't know what that's going to look like. Oh, the timeline you thought you knew, but now it's being ripped from under you. That's the voice of the enemy, guys. That's what it sounds like. But the God of hope wants to give you joy and peace as you trust him and overflow you with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. As you meditate on all this, I want you to process through these questions because I think they could help. Where have I placed my hope in something other than Jesus? What limiting belief about myself or God might be stealing my hope? And how can I invite God to anchor my heart again in the midst of the waiting? If these questions are something you want to journal through or process more through, I want to encourage you to sign up for our podcast newsletter in the show notes. It is where you'll get newsletters and information and updates and encouragement that take the podcast a step further, where you can actually start applying coaching techniques and soul care yourself through the power of the Holy Spirit just by listening to the podcast and getting those emails. I want to thank you for listening today to this first soul care episode. I pray that this word rooted your heart a little deeper into God's love and reminded you of who your hope really is. It's Jesus. It's him. He wants to be your hope, and he actually can hold the weight of all that that means. If this blessed you, would you do me a favor? Would you share it? Would you leave a review? Would you hit follow? It helps more people find this space. And I really believe we're building something pretty beautiful here. So until next time, beloved sons and daughters, rise up, radiate, and may your hope be anchored in the one who never lets go. God bless you. Until next time. You just listened to the podcast, and maybe your heart whispered, "Ugh, that's me." Maybe hope feels far away. You're tired of pretending you're fine. Your peace disappears as soon as something changes. You've placed your hope in health or people or timelines and felt crushed when they didn't deliver. You feel heavy, stuck, or just off. That may be more than stress, friend. That may be a soul wound. Unhealed soul wounds don't just live quietly in the background. They shape our choices, they can impact our relationships, and keep us from fully becoming the radiant, whole, powerful people God created us to be. But there's healing available. There is a way through, and you don't have to do it alone. If today's podcast stirred something in you, I want to invite you to take the next step. Let's talk. Let's uncover what's been holding you back and help you walk into the healing your soul was made for. Click the link in the show notes to schedule a free soul care discovery call with me, and let's begin the journey to heal your soul so your whole life can begin to rise. You are never meant to live stuck. You are created to rise up and radiate. So let's do this. We'll talk soon.